Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 56, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems: The Ship of State, America, and The Landing of the Pilgrims. Part 5, continued. The Ship of State. A president of a well-known college writes me that The Ship of State was his favorite poem when he was a boy, and did more than any other to shape his course in life. Sail on, O ship of state! Sail on, O Union, strong and great! Humanity, with all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate. We know what master laid thy keel, what workmen wrought thy ribs of steel, who made each mast and sail and rope, what anvils rang, what hammers beat, in what a forge and what a heat were forged the anchors of thy hope. Fear not each sudden sound and shock, 'tis of the wave and not the rock. 'Tis but the flapping of the sail, and not a rent made by the gale. In spite of rock and tempest roar, in spite of false lights on the shore, sail on, nor fear to breast the sea. Our hearts, our hopes, are all with thee. Our hearts, our hopes, our prayers, our tears, our faith, triumphant o'er our fears, are all with thee, are all with thee. Henry W. Longfellow. America. America, by Samuel Francis Smith, 1808 to 1895, is a good poem to learn as a poem, regardless of the fact that every American who can sing it ought to know it, that he may join in the chorus when patriotic celebrations call for it. My boys love to repeat the entire poem, but I often find masses of people trying to sing it, knowing only one stanza. It is our national anthem, and a part of our education to know every word of it. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. My native country, thee, land of the noble free, thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and templed hills, my heart with rapture thrills, like that above. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom's song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Our Father's God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King. S. F. Smith. The Landing of the Pilgrims. The Landing of the Pilgrims by Felicia Hemans, 1749 to 1835, is a poem that children want when they study the early history of America. The breaking waves dashed high on a stern and rock-bound coast, and the woods against a stormy sky their giant branches tossed. And the heavy night hung dark the hills and waters o'er, when a band of exiles moored their bark on the wild New England shore. Not as the conqueror comes, they, the true-hearted, came, not with the roll of the stirring drums and the trumpet that sings of fame. Not as the flying come in silence and in fear, they shook the depths of the desert gloom with their hymns of lofty cheer. Amid the storm they sang, and the stars heard and the sea, and the sounding aisles of the dim woods rang to the anthem of the free. The ocean eagle soared from his nest by the white waves' foam, and the rocking pines of the forest roared. This was their welcome home. There were men with hoary hair amid that pilgrim band. Why had they come to wither there, away from their childhood's land? There was woman's fearless eye, lit by her deep love's truth. There was manhood's brow serenely high, and the fiery heart of youth. What sought they thus afar, bright jewels of the mine, the wealth of seas, the spoils of war? They sought a faith's pure shrine. Ay, call it holy ground, the soil where first they trod. They have left unstained what there they found, freedom to worship God. Felicia Hemans. End of section 56. Read by Kara Schallenberg on November 22, 2006, in Oceanside, California.